tell us, I guess, what you're doing. I read your stuff and I follow you, but give us just a sense of what you're looking for out here today.
Well, I came mainly to see Coach Miller and the way that he is trying to turn this program around from a perspective I think that a lot of junior college coaches don't have. He's been on the highest level. He's coached on a Big 12 champion. He's recruited guys like Darren Sproles, and he's done had a lot of success. But how can that translate to Garden City Community College? How can he use that experience to help them get to the next level? And that's something that is a fascinating story to me, because it's not something you see every day, a head coach at a junior college level walk in and have that much experience. So to me, I think that's maybe the most compelling storyline of all the junior colleges out there right now, is whether or not Garden City is able to turn the corner with Coach Miller.
One of the things you mentioned while we were just walking over here is what he's done in such a short amount of time, and not necessarily that they won on Saturday, but what they've done off the field as far as the recruiting.
Yeah, no, certainly. They Garden City used to be one of these schools that schools every single year would come and check out, at least would stop by, just even if they didn't have anybody. But that started to dry up from the past 5-10 years. I mean, I think there is one thing that Coach Miller has done really quickly is increase the talent level. And you can do that quickly in the junior college level because you're just here for 2 or 3 years. You can go out there and bring new players in. And he's done a great job recruiting in the state of Kansas. He's not afraid to go in and recruit in eastern Kansas using his background recruiting Kansas City, using Joe Gorin's name, Jeff Kelly's name in the state of Kansas. They've really been able to go attack places, Topeka, Emporia, Junction City, Kansas City, that for years you would never hear Garden City recruited, and they would be kind of just given away to Butler, and they're with all their success. But they're not afraid to go in and recruit, and they've done well in Georgia. They've gone down to Florida and recruiting well down there. So I think there is a lot of talent here that wasn't here just 5 years ago. Last time I was here, they didn't have guys looking like this running around the football field.